Yep. So the president was very clear in the cabinet meeting what he was looking for on the straits, free and open access, as we saw before February 27th, and that Iran must give up their highly enriched uranium and cannot have a nuclear weapon. And to be clear, I think one of the things that has gone unappreciated and unnoticed here is this is the first time the Iranians have been willing to discuss the nuclear subject. Like, you know, before, we have the right to do this, we have undisputed, and so, you know, I think between 5.5-6 weeks of an incredibly successful military campaign and then Operation Economic Fury, where we have really cut them off, and they are at the end of their tether now financially. I think 40 or 50% of the troops aren't getting paid, police aren't reporting to the station, inflation's probably over 200%, they're having to give out food vouchers, they have turned off the internet. There was an information vacuum, and we'll see. Is the Iranians have engaged as they could. I would point out we did not have regime change, but we changed the regime. The first level leaders decapitated, the second level decapitated, so we're dealing with the third level. And it's very tough, because on one side, we have a theocracy with the clerics. On the other side, we have a thugocracy with the IRGC. And you've got to convince both sides.